Good evening and welcome to Evening Jazz. I'm Carol Handley once again in for Robin Lloyd. So glad to have you along tonight. And you may know that as a part of Black History Month, we have been highlighting the artists and the careers of some African-American musicians who have been making quite an impact in the world of jazz and blues, historical and contemporary figures. And tonight, a little bit different angle on Mardi Gras. Happy Fat Tuesday to you. We have Mary McCann, who's taking a look through a particular lens of a song representing Mardi Gras, including grandmas threatening to burn flags and 9-foot parading costumed Mardi Gras Indians. And why are they called Indians after all? Mary McCann is going to explain it all for you.
Uh-oh. You know what it's about time to do? We're going to New Orleans.
And it's Mardi Gras Day. My name is Mary McCann. I've come across a very exciting piece of black music history, and I'm going to explain it with this song, Iko Iko.
My grandma told your grandma, I'm going to set your flag on fire.
That's not the only shocking part of the lyrics. Check this
look
out.
Look at my king all dressed in red. Iko Iko one day. I bet you $5 he'll kill you dead. Chocomorphine I made.
And the chorus is a flat-out, unknowable language of mystery and history.
Talking about hey now, hey now, hey now. Iko Iko one day.
Iko Iko is a battle song, a war story of New Orleans Mardi Gras Indians. Iko Iko is an historical document set to music. It's a story from the past of the culture of the Black Masking Indians, also known as Mardi Gras Indians. Present-day Indian gangs are renowned for their spectacular attire at Carnival time. They show 8-foot-tall, 6-foot-wide costumes weighing about 100 pounds and completely adorned in psychedelic colors, feathers, jewels, beads, and fashioned in a tribute to the warriors in the tribes who lived in the bayou and who assisted the newly escaped former slaves on their trip to freedom.
In your lolly from uptown, do what you want on Mardi Gras. When they holler, y'all, when they rock, you're in jumping on a Mardi Gras. On a Mardi Gras.
Meet the boys on the battlefront.
Oh,
meet the boys on the battlefront.
Let 'em run,
meet the boys on the battlefront. Wild Mac know you're gonna bust a run.
Now let's get to the historic part. The pageantry of the Mardi Gras Indians, fully suited up, is just the tip of this singular New Orleans culture. This culture keeps the beat of New Orleans and holds the story of what that beat means. The most far-reaching path the Indians have blazed started hundreds of years ago and moves right through modern New Orleans music. Indians music centers on chants and polyrhythmic percussions. It's much like the chants and drums from the first enslaved Africans who danced and sang on Sundays in New Orleans' Congo Square. That makes the Indians' musical creations the most African music on this continent. And much like the sounds from Sundays at Congo Square in the antebellum South, it predates jazz, blues, hip-hop, rock and roll. Remember, Indians keep the beat. That rhythm and consciousness from Africa has been kept by the Mardi Gras Indians. It remains a constant inspiration to New Orleans music of all kinds. Dr. John knew it, and he's quoted in Time magazine back in 1982. New Orleans music is Afro-Caribbean, Afro-Cuban, and Mardi Gras Indian.
On the Magnolia Bridge.
Happy Mardi Gras Day. I'm Mary McCann. Thank you for listening. We'll see if Dr. John's got a Ico Ico in him.